Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Deutsche Telekom's crucial fiber investment secures Germany's network stability amid shifting competitor strategies. Germany's 5G rollout makes significant progress with Telefónica and others expanding coverage as confirmed by the Gigabit Registry, and Freenet launches mobilefunk.de, an innovative online platform aggregating mobile tariff options from the major networks.
The Handelsblatt article Keine Narrenfreiheit emphasizes the crucial role that Deutsche Telekom plays in driving fiber optic expansion in Germany. The article explains that without Deutsche Telekom's continued investment, which amounts to billions of euros, the rollout of fiber cables could come to a halt, especially as many competitors are reducing their investments. It points out that the traditional copper network, maintained and enhanced through DSL and vectoring technologies, proved to be a reliable backbone during the corona pandemic, even if the technology was not the most elegant. In contrast, the article details how Vodafone, after acquiring a cable network, suffered from prolonged underinvestment, resulting in overloaded networks, disrupted video conferences, and lasting reputational damage during the pandemic. The Handelsblatt article further highlights that while Deutsche Telekom's CEO, Timotheus Höttges, provocatively suggests that investing in the more lucrative and less regulated U.S. mobile market might be a better option, political pressure compels the company to prioritize investments in Germany, thereby avoiding a network monopoly and ensuring that responsible investments drive the national infrastructure development.
The article from stadtbremerhaven.de and the piece from teltarif.dd both highlight the significant expansion of the 5G network in Germany, as reported in the updated Gigabit Registry. As of October 2025, approximately 95% of Germany is now covered by 5G, marking an increase from 93% the previous year. Deutsche Telekom remains ahead with about 87% coverage, while Telefonica and Vodafone have reached around 76 and 75% respectively. Both reports confirm the reliability of these numbers through measurements taken via a broadband measurement app and results from Germany's first nationwide mobile network measurement week. Additionally, the data reveals that by incorporating 4G coverage, mobile broadband is accessible to nearly 98% of the country. The teltarif.de article also features comments from Klaus Müller, president of the Federal Network Agency, who noted that the mobile network expansion is on a good path and stressed the growing importance of 5G standalone networks, which promise higher data rates and improved coverage. It further discusses observations by Deutsche Glasfaser and Handelsblatt regarding a slowing pace in network expansion and reduced targets, while also emphasizing that the Gigabit Registry's comprehensive mapping and data resources are crucial in planning and enhancing transparency in broadband availability.
The telecomhandle.de reports that competitor Freenet has launched a new online platform, mobilefunk.de, for mobile tariffs. The article explains that Freenet acquired the domain from Telekom Handel in 2025 after it had been inactive despite being owned by Telekom Handel for over 25 years. The new platform targets end customers and aggregates tariff options across the three major German mobile networks, including options in Telefonica, Vodafone, and Telekom networks. It offers three tariff packages with a 24-month contract duration, each providing an all-net flat rate, 5G access, and no connection fee, with variations in data volume and price based on the network used. The article adds that the platform is managed by Freenet DLS GmbH, a subsidiary of the Freenet Group, marking a strategic move towards a digital-only and comparison-focused service model.
Teltarif.de reports that Congstar has upgraded its prepaid annual package by significantly increasing the data volume available to customers. The article explains that initially, the improved offer of 240 gigabytes per billing period was reserved for existing customers, but it is now available to new customers on a promotional basis. It details how the package comes with a starter credit of 100 euros, which covers the annual fee for the first 365 days and includes a flat rate for calls and SMS across Germany. The report also draws a comparison with a Deutsche Telekom offer, noting that Telekom's Magenta Mobile prepaid annual plan provides 156 gigabytes of data at a cost of €99.95, but restricts usage to 30 gigabytes per month under its LTE/5G Max service. In contrast, the Congstar offer allows customers the flexibility to use 240 gigabytes at their own pace over the entire year, which the article from Teltarif.de emphasizes as a key competitive advantage.
In the article published by BusinessInsider.de, Vodafone CEO Marcel de Groot presents a detailed analysis of Europe's underlying challenges and emphasizes the potential to transform these issues into opportunities. He explains that while Europe is currently facing multiple symptoms such as economic downturn, digital hesitancy, and social division, the root concern lies in a fundamental loss of trust. Trust in one's own capabilities, in communities, and in the future. De Groot argues that the continent's dependency on external resources, particularly in key sectors like the semiconductor industry, and the cultural aversion to taking risks have led to a stagnation in digital progress. He warns that excessive caution in adopting new technologies such as AI applications, coupled with a strict avoidance of failure, only impedes timely advancements and consolidates Europe's competitive lag against global players from the USA and Asia. Ultimately, the article calls for a renewed collective effort where European nations overcome their internal divisions by embracing diverse opinions and fostering a culture of trust, thereby turning existing challenges into a robust path for growth and innovation by 2026.
Die Welt presents an in-depth discussion with tech journalist Gregor Schmalzried, who examines the transformative impact of AI on education and society. The interview explains that AI enables tasks previously impossible for humans, shifting routine functions to machines and thereby allowing more time for creative and analytical activities. Schmalzried warns of the risks of a democratized AI scenario, where dependency on dominant hyper-companies could compromise not only economic strength, but also societal sovereignty, particularly as non-European players, like those from the United States and China, drive the most advanced developments. The article highlights concerns about the evolving relationship between AI and military applications, noting that the dynamics observed in the Ukraine conflict blur the boundaries between civilian and military technology and may lead to unforeseen, dangerous outcomes if a superintelligent AI were ever to be developed. Furthermore, Schmalzried emphasizes that while AI brings many benefits by taking over routine tasks, it also poses significant challenges regarding the control and understanding of technology, urging a careful, technology-centric approach in Europe to manage these risks.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.